Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. We've been bringing High Plains Outdoors to you now for, I think, 8 years, 7 or 8 years, long time, and I look forward to visiting with all of you each week at this time, taking a little break from the normal programming and talking about fun stuff for a few minutes. This week, I want to share with you a Tex-Mex recipe. Now, this is a basic recipe that you can use to make everything from pozole, which is a hominy Mexican soup, to burritos, to tacos, to whatever. It's at camp, you know, a lot of times we don't have the time to come in from a day of fishing or hunting, especially hunting, and cook a big tasty meal. You know, we can throw together something pretty quick, but most people that I know love good Tex-Mex. Here's the way I prepare we could call it a stock if you want to, or a basic blend of meats and spices that you can use to make many different Tex-Mex dishes. Now, in my weekly newspaper column, I highlighted all this, and we're going to post it this week here on High Plains Public Radio. You just go to High Plains Public Radio, click Features, and it'll take you right to High Plains Outdoors, you know? So start with a little roast. I'm going to call it a roast because a lot of times I'll use venison, I'll use wild pork, I'll use pork butt, you know, from domestic hogs or beef. It doesn't really matter. You know, say 3 or 4 pounds, just a good cut of meat. And really doesn't matter, honestly, the way we're going to cook it. But let's just say we're going to make it from venison. That's a good start. I'll punch holes in it with a sharp pointed knife and insert some jalapeno, garlic, and then at that point I'll take that roast and I'll rub it with olive oil, mostly so it will kind of, the spices that I'm going to put on it will adhere, will stick to the meat. Fiesta is one of the better brands of seasoning, fajita seasoning. Not only for fajitas, this type of seasoning will go for a lot of different Mexican dishes. So I actually cover it real, you know, give it a good rub with Fiesta fajita seasoning mix. Now you can use any kind of seasonings you like, anything from cumin, salt, and pepper to whatever, but you need some dry seasoning in there because you want the finished product to taste like a Mexican food, Tex-Mex. So I take it, and then I will smoke it in my smoker for about 2 hours. I use hickory wood, but you can use whatever you like, pecan, fruit woods, whatever type of wood you want. But you need some good wood smoke on it to impart the flavor that we're looking for. So smoke it a couple of hours, and then put it in a foil pan. I like just a little throwaway foil pan. And then I like to add a little apple juice. You could actually add water, I guess, but I think a little apple juice kind of gives it a little bit better flavor. Cover it with foil, and I use a smoking Tex, an electric smoker. And I leave it on, I set it on about 190. I usually do this a couple of hours before bedtime. Set the thermostat at 190 and let it slow cook all night. So the next morning, it doesn't matter if it's 7 o'clock or 9, it's not going to burn. All the juices will come out of that meat. Then just simply chop it all up, and, you know, the garlic and the jalapenos inside the meat, just, you know, they'll be soft and tender. Chop them up, put them in a skillet, and then I start, I usually add some cumin to it and an onion, chop an onion up and saute that onion in there with the meat. And bingo, folks, you have the basics of when you get to camp. If you want to make enchiladas, you've got the meat ready. Just simply ladle this onto corn or flour tortilla, put some cheese on there, chopped onion, cilantro, and just carry you a can of, I like to use the salsa verde, the green enchilada sauce. Put that on there and bake it for about, you know, 15 minutes till everything's cooked, and you've got it. You can make burritos, a lot of stuff out of that. Thought that might help you a little bit, folks. We're about out of time. Make sure and remember catfishradio.org, and you can look forward to being with you next week at this same time. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all my night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.